Listen for Insight, a podcast from Miami University's Lockheed Martin Leadership Institute dedicated to spreading ideas of creativity, innovation, and leadership.
Hi, everyone. We're excited to have you here today. My name is Nay Gise, and I'm the current president of the Miami University chapter of the National Society of Black Engineers.
Hello, my name is Devontae Johnson. I am a senior engineering major here at Miami University. I actually am a part of the founding members of the chapter here at Miami University, and I'm here to just kind of talk about my experiences, my 4 years in it.
My name is Cameron Herring. I am just a general body member of the National Society of Black Engineers. I am also a senior software engineering major here at Miami University.
All right, so we're just here. It's going to be pretty much very conversational. We're just going to tell you a little bit about, you know, NSBE and a little bit about the history and what brought us here today. So I guess I'll start. NSBE was founded around in late 1975 by six young men known as the Chicago Six. It's been through several names, from the Black Society of Engineers to the Society of Black Engineers to what we now know as the National Society of Black Engineers. In the late 1960s, about 80% of the black freshmen who entered engineering programs dropped out. And so this raised a huge red flag, and these Chicago Six took on the initiative to really increase the number of black engineers who graduated and were successful in the long term. The president at that time, Anthony Harnes, he sent a letter to every accredited engineering program in the country at that time to ask for national support in order to support NSBE through its mission. This was about 288 schools, so that just gives you a little bit of, you know, gauge for how devoted and, you know, how serious they were. So NSBE's mission is to increase the number of culturally responsible black engineers who excel academically, succeed professionally, and positively impact the community. Yeah, I think we should talk a little bit about the convention, just how, like, you know, you're a part of NSBE and you're on campus, but and it's really local here in Miami, and then you get these opportunities to go to maybe the regional conventions, and especially the national convention, which, I mean, the last couple of years we had one in Tennessee, and last year was in California, and this year we're preparing to go to Boston. So I think all of these conventions, when you go there and you look around and you see people who look just like you in suits, prepared for interviews, like networking, being professional individuals, and it really just gives you this sense of like, this is like I fit in well here, and you know, and that I think that's one of the key things, like representation matters, to an extent that without it you really don't know, like if you belong in a certain, you know, field, and I think NSBE really gives you that chance to feel comfortable and feel prepared, and NSBE. At the conventions, I think they do a lot of cool things that, like, are important to foster creativity and, like, just through their workshops. Like, for example, they have what they call the hackathon, and that's, like, where people can sign up for it. Once you get there, they'll give you some sort of issue that's going on. It's usually through in the IT or software engineering department, and the contestants will have to solve this issue, like, on their feet. I think the competition goes on for, like, 4 to 6 hours, but then you spend that entire day finding a solution to this issue, and I think that really fosters creativity and innovation, because rarely do they just give you the answer. You really have to work hard and figure it out. I think that's one of the reasons, like, NSBE really does force the members to be creative members while at the same time giving them a sense of belonging.
So yeah, just kind of talk about that. She kind of really hit a lot of main points, especially in terms of, like, representation. As NSBE is a national convention, and as you see that engineers from all over the country, from different colleges and different walks of life, are all coming together at this convention, and where people are exchanging ideas, people are going to workshops together, people are working efficiently with each other in competitions like the hackathon. Another thing that I think was great was how NSBE has a lot of company and corporate partners that actually come out to these conventions and do workshops. And I actually attended one by Google that I thought was really great, and how they just kind of talked about they basically just talked about creativity within software engineering. So they talked about how engineers can use their different skill sets and do different things in their daily lives to actually make them more creative. So they had a panel of individuals that talk about like kind of the work they do on a daily basis. So like one of the main things that I think that stuck out to me was how they talked about how they collaborated with each other and how they had a very diverse group of individuals to work with each other. Because when they're bouncing ideas off of each other, a lot of the ideas come from very, very different places, and how they wrap their ideas together is what makes their product much more creative than other products. So I think that the National Convention does a lot of that for just regular engineering students. And so when we come back to our campuses and when we come back, you know, we have these different project ideas. We have these different regional and national activities that we participate in. And I think those sort of that sort of work representation is what kind of really builds us together. So one of the things that we did prior to the convention was, or after the convention, was that we ended up having kind of a STEM day, kind of like a career day, partnered with the University of Cincinnati's National Society of Black Engineers. So we had a rooms with different creative events going that kind of helped build that representation on the junior level. And that's kind of what Tay was talking about a little bit earlier, is how we starting people early in those fields and those facets is what makes them a lot more effective by the time we get to the collegiate level.
Yeah, I would say that's a good point to really talk about that pipeline that we have connected with NSBE, as you have your NSBE juniors, you have your PCIs, pre-college initiative, as well as you have your collegiate student, and as well as you have your professional engineers who go off in the workforce after college and you're in actual career and you're still a part of it. I believe that's very essential to what NSBE really is all about, is the mentorship of young engineers, specifically, you know, African-American descent of African diaspora. You know, a group of people that is very underrepresented in the field itself, that, you know, is very challenging for many people. But having that mentorship, to have people that you can really relate to, the same issues, the people that you can look up to, it creates a community of support in which people can kind of help elevate each other to a higher standard, and to really, you know, kind of, you know, sharpen their skills together, exchange ideas, creative thoughts, you know, to really challenge each other to, you know, to do the best in their field as possible. And I think NSBE is just like a very common ground, the national conventions, where people come together after a long year away from each other and they can just kind of re-energize each other, having that sense of companionship, that I know somebody across the seas who looks like me, have the same experiences as me, in the kind of same field. We all have the same issues of, you know, working in an environment that's not, you know, normal, as well as sense of us. But, you know, I can have that connection and, you know, have somebody who has my back and kind of, you know, feed me advice in terms of how to navigate myself through a system. And especially having that mentorship pipeline of professionals who can help mentor young college students, it helps them better prepare themselves for the professional field once they graduate. And, you know, really from my own personal experiences, I was able to develop mentors through NSBE of people in different, you know, areas of engineering as well as business. Because NSBE branches out to other fields that relate back to STEM, science, technology, engineering, math. But having those connections and just having people who I could look up to who, you know, at my time, in my days of college, when they were my age, they had the same exact experiences, the same struggles, and I'm able to use them as a, you know, a navigation block of how I want to see my life propel once I reach their age. So it's just like a blueprint already written in front of me that comes back to show me the ropes of how to navigate myself as I advance higher in my collegiate career and into my professional one.
Yeah. I mean, I think, like, just going back to, like, the pre-collegiate initiative, I know NSBE has high school chapters, and we really, in addition to those high school chapters, I think a really creative and, like, unique way that NSBE tries to reach out to these minority students in high school is through what Cam was talking about, A Walk for Education. It's, like, a national initiative that every college, you know, different colleges hosted every year. And this year we were lucky enough to host our very first A Walk for Education. We partnered with the University of Cincinnati. And we went around underprivileged neighborhoods, and we knocked on doors and handed out pamphlets that had information regarding secondary education. So not only just encouraging people to join STEM, but just encouraging students to go to college. So I think that's something that, like, a lot of times you can't reach out to these people because they may not have the means or they may not be able to go online and look up information about it. So being able to go door to door, have like face to face conversations with these people and their parents was eye opening just to be able to see how much that did, because once we talked to those students, we invited them over to our science fair, which Cam was talking about as well, where we had different experiments in different rooms, and the kids were able to play around with the experiments. So I think being able to see the turnout and seeing people actually take advantage of, like, people, the students really do have a passion for it. They just don't have the opportunities. This is out there for you. It was pretty crucial.
I could say initially one of my key takeaways with Nesby was the confidence building in Nesby. You know, having confidence in a field is one of the great things that will stimulate creativity, will stimulate to innovate or be more of a leader or come up with better ideas. It's because you have confidence. And so one of the things that helped me build my confidence was just having a mentor who was also a Nesby, and his name was John Paul. He was in the same field as me, and he's also a member of Lockheed Martin. So that sort of pathway that kind of brought me to Nesby, but also brought me to be a much more efficient and definitely much more creative individual, was having much more confidence. And that confidence simply came from having a mentor who looked just like me.
How do you guys think Nesby is more creative compared to other organizations?
Well, one of the first pieces that we have with Nesby that I think makes us more creative is, we work a lot with African American community as well as the engineering community. And African Americans in representation in the field of engineering is very low. I want to say on most campuses it could be significantly less than 10, 5, even less than 1% on most campuses. So with that number being so low, you're looking at an engineering society or an engineering organization doing the same things that other engineering organizations are doing, but represented in a very undermined community. So some of the things that we have to deal with would be simply having to do events that don't involve most of the entire engineering school. You know, with our numbers being low, it means that we're marketing to a smaller demographic, and at the same time having to learn about another demographic to market to, which is the normal side of engineering. You guys have any thoughts or anything?
I'm going to say, too, I think it brings two minorities together. Engineering on a lot of campuses is a lot of students aren't engineering students. Engineering itself, in terms of looking at graduations, you have small graduation numbers of students because it's a very rigorous. So students who can barely get through this system of engineering, and with Cameron said earlier, you have an undermined community of representation that's already low. But then you're doing another thing of making it even lower with a field that a lot of those people are not represented in. It's very, very, very interesting in how do you kind of market to get people with interest in it. Because you're working with two things that kind of, you know, weeds out a lot of people out in terms of participation. So I think it's really cool in how we can fuse like pop culture things that catch on trends along with engineering. Is that I think Nesby is like what makes engineering cool. Instead of engineering being seen as the nerdy thing that people do, that geeks, you know, sit on the computer all day, they can't talk to people, they don't have a social life. When I joined Nesby, it was far different. It was the coolest engineers I met in my life. These engineers had, I guess the word was swag, they could dress well, talk well, but they was very intellectual. They knew what they were doing. They knew calculus, they knew chemistry, they knew all the sciences, thermodynamics. They knew, you know, everything regarding Ohm's law, things that you would think nerds only know, but they were cool. They knew about the hottest, you know, artists and music and stuff, and they could, you know, relate to a lot of people. They had a life more than just, you know, their book smarts. You know, they were well-rounded, and that's really cool. I like what Nesby is that we make engineering cool for everybody, for no matter who you are, what you look like, ethnicity is like, want to learn what it is.
And to relate that just a little bit back more to creativity, one of his points he made was how he said that, you know, there are engineers who relate to pop culture and different things like that. And a lot of times when you see your stereotypical engineer, you know, they're your nerd or an individual who may just sit in front of a computer screen, your introverted individual who may not talk much or doesn't seem to respond too much. But I think one of the things that we do great with Nesby, again, was just bridging that gap between individuals who aren't like that and like individuals of diverse culture. And I think one good thing we did was the Nesby had a basketball tournament.
Oh, yeah.
So the basketball tournament was, you know, it's not your technical related, it was a basketball tournament.
Yeah.
So with Nesby's name being on that, with the marketing uses on it and the fundraising going towards our national trip and going towards, you know, things that are more faceted in engineering, is just showing how individuals are being a little bit more creative and appealing to multiple markets.
Yeah, I agree with both of you guys. I think overall Nesby does a great job of bringing together a lot of different people's ideas and it really forces you to be creative, both socially, professionally, and like personally. I think when you bring in all of these different aspects, you ultimately come out a more professional, more driven, more confident individual. And I think that's something, even at Miami, I think we do a better job than, or like we do a great job. Cut that out. We do a great job than a lot of other people when it comes to just making sure that people are feeling confident in an environment that may not be so geared towards you. So, yeah, I think overall I hope you guys got a lot out of our conversation and, you know, learned a little bit more about Nesby and what we do and what impact Nesby has both nationally and locally. So, Nesby's definitely been instrumental in my undergraduate experience. I can't wait to, you know, take it on once I graduate as well.
Yeah, agreed. And I would say the biggest thing I learned from Nesby is do not be afraid of who you are. I think that's the number one thing they always kind of instill into you, is to take pride in terms of culture, you know, your history, experiences, and to, you know, really just, you know, find confidence in yourself and what you can do, that, you know, you too can, you know, do what other people can, no matter, you know, your situation.
Well, this was great. My name is Nagise.
My name is Devontae Johnson.
And my name is Cameron Herring.
And we want to say thank you for listening for Insight.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Listen for Insight, a part of Miami Ideas. Tune in next time for more insights on creativity, innovation, and leadership. Siesta Bunches R is live.